The Device of Worldliness, November 3. Stormy days ahead. Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. Solomon says, "He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool," and there are hundreds of such to be found among professors of godliness. Says the apostle, "We are not ignorant of his," Satan's, "devices." Oh, what heart, what skill, what cunning, is exercised to lead the professed followers of Christ to a union with the world by seeking for happiness in the amusements of the world, under the delusion that some good is to be gained. And thus the unguarded walk right into the net, flattering themselves that there is no evil in the way. How can I endure the thought that most of the youth in this age will come short of everlasting life? Oh, that the sound of instrumental music might cease and they no more while away so much precious time in pleasing their own fancy. Oh, that they would devote less time to dress and vain conversation, and send forth their earnest, agonizing prayers to God for a sound experience. There is great necessity for close self-examination in the light of God's Word. Let each one raise the inquiry, "Am I sound, or am I rotten at heart? Am I renewed in Christ, or am I still carnal at heart, with a new dress put on the outside?" Rein yourself up to the great tribunal, and in the light of God examine to see if there be any secret sin that you are cherishing, any idol that you have not sacrificed. Pray, yes, pray as you have never prayed before, that you may not be deluded by Satan's devices. Surely the foundation of your hope of everlasting life cannot be laid too sure. While those around us may be vain and engaged in pleasure-seeking and folly, our conversation is in heaven, whence we look for the Savior. The soul is reaching out after God for pardon and peace, for righteousness and true holiness. Expel sin from your hearts, for sin caused the death of the Son of God. Jesus died, dear youth, not to save you in your sins, but from your sins.